Have you ever tried to be more consistent in your business only to end up exhausted or frustrated because it just didn't stick? And maybe you've wondered why everyone else seems to have this perfect routine down and your energy just is all over the place and it doesn't click. You may have also tried to force yourself into someone else's idea of consistency or what consistency looks like and then felt that burnout creeping in. Let's talk about this because consistency does not look the same for everybody when you are in alignment. Welcome to the Pulse on Human Design, brought to you by bodygraph.com. I'm your host, Vanessa Naja, human design business coach and certified BG5 consultant. By the end of this episode, you'll understand why consistency looks different for every human design type and how to build business consistency that works with your natural energy instead of against it. Before we dive in, please like the episode. And if you haven't already, subscribe. It really helps us out and we so appreciate it. So let's talk about what consistency actually means in your business, because consistency does not have a one-size-fits-all description. You'll often hear business coaches, social media, whoever you might be following, talking about the importance of having consistency in your life, in your business, setting routines, having a content calendar, scheduling things out, all of these things. And while that might work for some people, it definitely does not work for everybody because consistency looks different for each one of us. And what really matters is that you are in alignment, because when you're in alignment, your consistency in your business will naturally show up in the way that is correct for you and will naturally start to flow. So remember that consistency is not about forcing any kind of rigid routines that are not correct for you. It's not about posting daily on social media, although it may look like that for you if that is what is correct for you. The thing that really makes consistency flow naturally is when you are living in alignment and you are working with your unique energy blueprint. And when it comes to your business, that starts by really being in alignment with what you're doing. And of course, we always have to go back when it comes to human design to following your own inner authority of what is correct for you. Not what somebody else told you, not what you learned in your culture or your school or your religious institutions when growing up, not what pop culture says. None of these things are your own inner truth. You want to really follow what is correct for you, and we do that through following our strategy and authority. Now, when it comes to your business, when you're doing something that is really aligned with your purpose and you're doing it in a way that is aligned with your energy, consistency will flow for you naturally. So I want you to ask yourself, in your business, in what you are doing for work, do you really feel like it is something that is truly aligned for you? Or are you doing it because somebody else told you that's what you should be doing? Maybe you're doing it because you think this is the only way that you can make money in your business, or you're selling something that you think will sell because people want it and it's the hottest thing right now and it's the trend. Because if that's how you're running your business, but it's not actually truly aligned with who you are, it's going to feel forced. You're going to feel pressure. You're going to feel like you have to hustle and push in order to be consistent. When you're doing something that is truly aligned with who you are, consistency will naturally start to flow because you're excited about what you're doing. You're making a contribution. You're serving the people that you are here to serve. So the most important thing really is coming back to your own inner authority and allowing that to guide your business decisions, who you work with, your offers, your niche. All of those things come back down to your own inner authority. And I'd love to hear from you. How are you feeling currently about your business? Do you feel like you're really in alignment? Do you really feel that flow? Or is there some pressure, some hustle, some force? I'd love to hear what's going on for you, because this will also help us shape our future offers, future podcast episodes, and all of that good stuff. Consistency based on your human design type. Now, this is a very top layer, like the very surface level of your human design. And I'll be going deeper into this in our upcoming workshop on consistency in business according to human design. Be sure to check out the episode description for the link on how to sign up for that free workshop or to watch the replay if you are watching this after the workshop has been delivered. Now, anytime we're talking about strategy and authority, we also want to bring in our signature and not self themes. And these are those energetic themes, those sensations, feelings that come up. They're specific to each type that let you know if you are on or off track. So for manifestors, your signature theme is peace. When you're on track and you're able to do things without interference and really able to follow your flow, you're going to feel peace. When you're off track, and this usually is because you haven't been following strategy and authority, or your business is not in alignment with who you are, you're going to come across a lot of anger. For generators and manifesting generators, your signature theme is satisfaction. You are spending your energy in a way that is truly satisfying, that is really the correct way for you to expend your energy. And when you're out of alignment, you're going to be really frustrated. So if you're feeling frustrated a lot, especially in your business, you want to come back to strategy and authority to get you back on track in your business so that flow can come much easier for you. For projectors, your signature theme is success. It's that feeling of having guided energy correctly, of really having made a contribution. And your not self theme is bitterness. And that is that feeling of not really being truly recognized for your unique gifts and your unique wisdom. And for reflectors, your signature theme is surprise and delight. And that not self theme is disappointment. So when we're talking signature and not self, or on track, off track, if you're noticing that you are experiencing that off track, not self theme a lot more often, these are kind of like your guardrails that help you get back on track so you can feel your signature theme. So when it comes to consistency by type, if you're a generator or a manifesting generator, you have a defined sacral center. This is your energy resource. This is the center of consistent life force and workforce energy, and it operates in response. So when you have this open magnetic aura that draws the right situations, circumstances, people into your life, when you are responding correctly and you get that response that lets you know what your energy is available for and what it is not available for. So when it comes to consistency, while you're the only type that does have consistent access to this life force and workforce energy and could potentially fit into that standard that we think of as consistency of, you know, doing certain things every single day, this may or may not be correct for you based on other aspects of your design. Now, what's really important to remember is that you want to respond to the things that you're going to be consistent about. And in business, most of the time, what I see is that people feel that there's inconsistency about their marketing, social media, and all of those things. So you want to be really clear that the channels that you're using for marketing, whether that be ads, social media, personal outreach, whatever it is that you're doing, that it's something that you responded to that lights up your sacral response and that is using your energy correctly. If you are forcing yourself to do something because some coach told you have to do it, like you have to post on social media every single day and you have to be in your stories every single day, but that doesn't actually feel aligned for you and it doesn't light you up, it's unlikely to get you results in the first place. And then it's going to feel like even more force and pressure to do it because you're not getting results. So really check in with the things that you are doing in your business that where you're struggling with consistency and note, does this actually light up my sacral? And also, is the timing correct? Because while the timing might be correct today to post on social media and you're talking about something you're really excited about, tomorrow that might not be correct. And if you have a very strict content calendar where you're forcing yourself to post every day, you want to really reevaluate if that is correct for you or not. If you're a generator or a manifesting generator, I'd love to hear where you notice the difference between actually responding to what lights you up or forcing yourself into some routine that is actually not correct for you. Now let's talk about the three other types. Manifestors, projectors, and reflectors have an undefined sacral center, so they don't have that consistent access to the life force and workforce energy that generators and manifesting generators do. Their designs are very different, and they have their own unique way of being consistent. So when we're talking about manifestors, manifestors move through these creative urges and these creative cycles. There's periods where they are really on and really lit up and super fast, and they can get so much done. And then they have periods where they go through rest cycles. And honoring those cycles is really important because if a manifestor forces themselves to push through, even though they're in a rest cycle, it's actually going to delay the next creative cycle. And the energy is used so beautifully when you're really creating in your creative cycles and then allowing yourself to rest. So when it comes to consistency, using those creative cycles to really create whatever you want to create. So in the example of marketing or social media, creating your marketing campaigns, creating your content, and then scheduling it out so it's still being released consistently even when you're in a rest cycle. We are going to be going deeper on this in our upcoming workshop on consistency through human design. The link to sign up for it is in the episode description. Now, when it comes to projectors, they also do not have a defined sacral center. And there are five different kinds of projectors. It's actually by far the most diverse type, depending on how they're configured. Some projectors may have consistent access to some of the other energy centers, and then we have classic projectors that don't have consistent energy, and they operate very differently. So this is going to be very unique for projectors, and it's really important that you do listen to the energy that you have available, that you honor need for rest, for quiet time, for downtime, for time away from other people, so that you can discharge any energy that you might be taking in your open centers and amplifying from others around you. Your consistency really flows through energy management and through recognition. So what areas in your life have you been recognized for? Maybe this is a specific kind of content that you create. Maybe it is a specific program or offer that you have. And when you receive recognition around those things and your authority, whatever that may be, because there are a lot of different authorities for projectors, when your authority lets you know, okay, this is a correct thing and now is the correct time, that is when you create. And similar to manifestors, you can also batch create content or marketing, your offers, whatever it is, when you are really feeling in that energetic flow, and then schedule it out so that you do not have to force yourself into any kind of daily rhythms if those rhythms are not correct for you. Consistency is really guided by correct timing and through your focus when it's correct, not from forcing some kind of output. And one really amazing gift that projectors have is that when you're really on and when you're in your flow, you can get twice the work done in half the time when you're aligned and when you allow yourself that rest. So you really want to watch out for that conditioning that you have to be on all the time, like the generators and the manifesting generators, because it's not correct for you. And you can still get your work done, provided it's aligned, in less time than most other people require. And then we have our reflectors. And reflectors are very different. Your consistency actually comes through your lunar cycle, and it's going to be very unique to each reflector. Your energy is going to change throughout that 28 and a half day lunar cycle. But the thing that stays consistent about your energy is that every day in that cycle, depending on where the moon is transiting your chart, you may have some consistency if it activates a channel for you. So understanding how your lunar chart works and knowing what days in that cycle you're going to be more energetic, maybe your sacral center is activated through a transit or your willpower center, you can actually plan ahead to schedule the things that really require more energy on those days. And then you can actually build workflows that match your predictable lunar pattern. And I'd love to hear if there are any reflectors listening or watching. Let me know in the comments how you track your rhythm and what you've noticed about when you really have that consistency and if you allow yourself to rest at those times when you really require rest. Now, when it comes to being consistent in business, it's really important to avoid the trap of forcing consistency, following somebody else's plan, especially when it's not aligned, because it will lead to burnout. If a strategy for creating content, marketing, talking about your offers drains you, then it is not aligned with your design and it's not the right strategy for you. You want to keep moving around, experimenting to find what is actually correct for you. And this might look like moving to a different social media platform or trying paid ads if organic really isn't working for you. You want to really find what is the correct thing for you. And there are so many different ways of working in your business, of creating offers, of marketing, whatever it is that you desire more consistency in, if you haven't found what's correct for you, you do want to look for other ways of doing it. And remember, you really want to go back to, are you offering the right products and services? Are you working with the correct clients? Are you in the right niche, in the right line of business? Because when you really follow your own inner alignment and are led to the way of contributing in your business that is correct for you, your natural way of consistency will come out. It will not feel forced. It will not be pushing and pressure. It will naturally come out and it will feel much easier and much more in flow because you're truly excited about what you're doing. You love what you're doing. It's in alignment. It's making a contribution and it's helping you be on purpose. What is one small aligned action that you can commit to based on your design in your business this week? And this could look like resting when you feel like resting, or it could look like creating a content calendar if that's something that really lights you up and something that you really want to do. You do want to look out for those fears and the conditioning that can creep in. Your mind will try to tell you all sorts of things about like why you should do it this way or why you shouldn't do it that way. And remember, while your mind is an incredible tool for conceptualizing, planning, having ideas, and delivering your wisdom to others, it is not a good tool for decision-making. Your decision-making process, your inner authority lives inside of your body. So when you notice that your mind is speaking to you very loudly about shoulds and pressure and have-tos, you know right away that's not your authority. That is your cue to step back, take a breath, drop into your body, and really connect with what your inner authority is actually telling you is the correct thing for you in your business, especially in regards to consistency. We also want to use sustainable structures in our business that can support us. Again, it's going to look different for everybody based on your design, but I want you to think about things like automation or delegating the things that really burn you out that are not correct for you to people that love doing that kind of work. The consistency of showing up regularly does not require you to show up every single day. And while that might be correct for some people, for many people, it is not. You also want to track your energetic cues and notice what days and times does it feel easy for you to create. For some people, this might be early in the morning, maybe it's midday. Some people really feel this energy later at night when everybody's asleep. So start to notice when is your creative energy most alive and use those times to structure the things that you really want to be consistent about. And just note that for some people, it's not going to be a specific time of day. It could be fluid. It could move around. It might be related to when people are home and you get energy from people being around or when people are away. You can also check in with things like, do you feel more creative and energetic when you're working out of the house, when you're around coworkers, when you're in a cafe? Really start to track those things because then you can align that type of work with your consistency cycles. And if you're somebody that does really well on daily consistency, that's great. That type of conditioning really works for you because we are conditioned to have these daily cycles that work for us. But if you're not, it's totally okay to batch create when your energy is there and then schedule it out when your energy is not there. And this can be true for creating content. This can be true for creating your offers or even delivering your offers. You might have offers where you pre-record a lot of content, and then you have certain periods where you're actually working with your clients live or one-on-one. You just want to note how your energy works so that you can create your offers in a way that is truly aligned for you, create your marketing in a way that is truly aligned for you, and show up when it is truly aligned for you. So remember, consistency is really much more about alignment and resonance than it is about showing up every single day. It's unique for you. It's unique based on your design. And if you want to go into some of the deeper layers of how this operates in your design beyond just your human design type, be sure to join us for Consistency Through Human Design coming up shortly. It's a free workshop. You can find the link in the episode description on how to sign up. And if you're watching this after the fact, you will find the replay in the episode description. Thank you so much for watching all the way to the end. Please remember to like and subscribe. It makes such a difference for our small business, our channel, and our ability to get the message out to more people. We really appreciate it. and we look forward to seeing you in the next episode.